If you follow the politics of housing development in San Francisco, you know it's been a highly divisive year, with long-term affordable housing activists sparring with pro-growth advocates. The city's ballot this year reflects that divide. There are at least six housing-related measures up for vote. Their outcomes will change policy and change the balance of power on either side of the divide. Last Monday, supervisors and advocates got together to debate all the housing and land use measures. KLW's housing reporter Liza Veal was there and gives us the rundown.
Okay, forgive me. There's no way to do this without dropping a lot of letters on you. I'm going to mostly just talk about Prop M and Props U and P, which go hand in hand. Also, a little Prop C. And it helps to understand the two sides involved. First, there's the pro-growthers, the people who believe we need to build our way out of this housing crisis. More affordable housing, more market rate, more luxury. The point is adding supply. These are the YIMBYs for Yes in My Backyard. This group has really gotten mobilized this year. They tend to align more with moderate leaders, including the mayor, Ed Lee, and in some cases, the real estate lobby. On the other side, there's the people that have been fighting for affordable housing for decades, like the Council of Community Housing Organizations, which is known as CHU-CHU. It's a big coalition of advocacy groups and nonprofit developers like Mercy Housing and the Chinatown Community Development Corporation. CHU-CHU has been instrumental in shaping San Francisco's rules around housing for a long time, and they tend to align themselves with the progressive supervisors. And the difference between this side and the YIMBYs is that this side isn't totally behind all market rate construction. They tend to see the top priority as balance, keeping the right mix of income levels in new construction.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
This applause is from an event last Monday at the Swedish American Hall. Each measure got its own mini debate with two opposing supervisors or advocates and a moderator from the press. Let's start with Prop M. This one's put forward by the progressive supervisors on the board. It would create a commission to oversee housing and development decisions, the kind of decisions that are currently made by the mayor's office, with recommendations from the planning commission. Progressive supervisor Aaron Peskin says that kind of smoky, smoke-filled back roominess is why so many housing decisions end up getting protested once they're announced.
And my answer is, if we had an open and transparent body, instead of having litigation subsequently thereafter, we would resolve those things at the front end rather than more lengthy at the back end.
Supervisor Scott Wiener, a moderate on the board, doesn't buy it. He says there are lots of ways to speed up the development process. I mean, this is the main goal of the YIMBYs. But he says adding more engagement processes will do the opposite. He argues that Prop M is, in fact, just one of a bunch of measures that are designed to strip power away from Mayor Ed Lee, a mayor that's been more pro-growth than the progressives might like. Wiener says that out of what he calls the anti-mayor measures,
Proposition M is definitely the worst and the most destructive. And I think it's incredibly cynical. We're mad at this mayor, so we are going to permanently debilitate the office, the institution of the mayor for the next mayor and the next mayor and the next mayor after that.
Wiener says the commission proposed in Prop M would not be democratically accountable. And in this city, a strong executive office is how things get done. Supervisor Peskin, though, points out that the money that's been raised to defeat the progressives' ballot measures, those anti-mayor ones, it's come almost entirely from realtor associations and individual venture capitalists like tech billionaire Ron Conway. So, in other words, people who have backed Mayor Lee.
Ron Conway, follow the money, is spending $2.4 million against a handful of very common sense reforms. $2.4 million for what? For having democracy?
But not everyone believes that it's just innocent, inclusive democracy that the progressives are after. Some YIMBYs think Prop M is an attempt to maintain CHU-CHU's power over housing policy. Remember, that's the coalition of progressive advocates and nonprofit developers. And some, like Supervisor Mark Farrell, think that leads to favoritism towards CHU-CHU. That's why he's supporting this other proposition, P. That measure wants to change how the city makes deals with nonprofit developers. Farrell wasn't at the event on Monday, but he says,
since 2011, only one umbrella organization has received every single one of our affordable housing grants in the city of San Francisco.
That one umbrella organization is Choo Choo. But that's because almost all the local nonprofit developers are members of Choo Choo. Supervisor Farrell wants to give bigger, non-local developers a chance by requiring the city to get at least three bids from three different developers before making a deal. So it can't just take the first offer it gets from Choo Choo. Supervisor Farrell says that kind of market competition would be good for the public.
So we can get the best bang for our buck, so we can build more affordable housing with the same amount of money. It's the special interests that are getting all the current contracts that are opposing it.
But it's also true that Proposition P is bankrolled by a different special interest group, the San Francisco Realtor Association, as well as the National Realtor Association. And the realtors also designed another measure that's on this ballot, Proposition U. Between the two measures, the realtors are spending $1 million. So Prop P says it wants to bust up the local affordable housing cartel, and Prop U, that's about getting affordable housing subsidies to middle-income San Franciscans. Supervisor Farrell supports it.
Where we have fallen down as a city is to build middle-income housing in San Francisco. We have very much failed in middle-income housing, and we are losing that middle class in San Francisco in a very, very major way.
The city is developing more programs for middle-income housing subsidies. These are things like home buyer loans and rental assistance for teachers and other workforces. The director of Choo Choo, Peter Cohen, he said at Monday's event that the city needs to continue to grow these programs, not just raise the income levels of who qualifies for assistance. Again, Choo Choo director Peter Cohen.
What the realtors' measures does is just take away the units for lower income households and effectively makes them available for middle income folks. It doesn't add a single additional unit of housing, none. Not a single additional affordable housing unit. It just takes it away from one and provides it for the other in the name of middle-income housing.
In a separate interview, Cohen explained that Proposition M, the housing commission we talked about at first, is part of a strategy to defeat Propositions P and U. Because if M passes, it automatically overrides the realtors' measures. In the world of ballot battling, they call that a poison pill.
It was very clear the realtors were giving the middle finger to everybody. That there needed to be some counterbalance to that. So part of it is the Prop M as a way to kind of go toe-to-toe with these P and U measures, which are really caustic.
It's important to note that a bunch of groups of the YIMBY persuasion, who tend to disagree with Cohen, have not gotten behind Props U and P, like the SF Housing Action Coalition and SPUR. So occasionally, glimmers of solidarity shine out in the housing advocacy world.
Thank you all. It's been a long night. For those of you who'd like to have another drink, kibitz a little bit with each other, and we'll see you next year.
There's one other housing proposition that's gotten this kind of across-the-aisle support. It's Proposition C. It's a bond the city would use to buy and retrofit old property and convert it to affordable housing. This one still got its opponents, though. They didn't get into it on Monday night. It's like Thanksgiving dinner with your family. Some things are just too painful. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal.